Welcome back. It's the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint here on Flow FM, your colour of country life. And it's great to be joined for our poultry segment by Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Good afternoon, Dr. Sillance. How are you?
All good here. I hope it's all good for you guys too.
Sensational. Well, today I want to ask you, Dr. Sillance, about some of the environmental issues which affect the poultry industry and some of the challenges and the hurdles that have to be cleared in keeping up to certain standards and rules in line with the Environmental Protection Agency. Is it something that is difficult for those within the industry to keep in line with such rules?
Look, it's major for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the Environmental Protection Agencies really have no clue about farming. And so they make laws that are, you know, completely ridiculous, like you have to keep odour within the boundaries of your property. So, you know, think about how you might do that. But the other issue is a lot of chicken farming, egg, meat, and for that matter, mushroom, pig and feedlot, is peri-urban or close to major towns. And so we are seeing an increasing problem with, you know, rich city-based desk drivers who buy their, have their tree trained, drive by their farm in the sun, and then move in and complain about normal agricultural activities. And that's a huge problem, because the laws in Australia are based around complaint, and as soon as somebody complains, it can be a living daily nightmare for the farmer.
And I'm sure that is an issue which will only get amplified. I'll use Adelaide as an example. The way the population's grown, Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills 20 years ago was really pretty dead. There wasn't much there. Now it is a thriving town, and it won't be long before the population continues spreading further and further out into the country where a lot of these farms are. You mentioned the issue of odour. What are some of the other issues that the farmers have to deal with and that could potentially be complained about?
Look, there's the big four: odour, dust, noise, and the ambient light. The first three are probably more significant. In terms of odour, every single farming enterprise in Australia has a smell associated with it. And for those of us who are in the industry, we're used to it and we don't find it offensive. I mean, if I smell the smell of chickens at night, I go, oh, gee, somebody's on clean out. And again, in feedlots, if you smell the smell of warm cows at night, you think, oh, gee, there's nice cows. But because it's unfamiliar to city-based people, they tend to arc up and find it, quote, offensive. And as soon as somebody finds something offensive, it becomes illegal under EPA law, even if it wasn't before. So particularly for odour, that's a big problem. We're seeing increasing discussions now about dust, because if you've got transport trucks coming and going, moving feed, moving stock, and, you know, Mrs. City Dweller with her 10-acre tree change gets dust on her sideboard and complains, then you are automatically in breach of the law. Noise is an absolute killer. It's, I mean, farming enterprises make noise, and in particular, eggs, poultry and pig make noise at night, partly because for broilers there's nighttime pickups, which is a lot better for the welfare of the birds. But, you know, things like feed augers turning on and turning off, water pumps turning on and turning off. In most states, if you produce noise at night more than 5 decibels above the ambient, you are by definition illegal. And, of course, ambient noise at night in the bush is almost zero.
Very interesting to learn of some of these challenges faced by those within the industry. Just quickly, before we do wrap up, Dr. Sillance, what are the next steps if there is a complaint and it's something like odour, which can't really be stopped? What do the farmers do next?
It's a real challenge, and it may not be fixable, because, you know, you drive past a bread shop and smell baking bread, and if that's offensive to you, that's a complaint. I mean, that's how the law works. There's a few things we try and do. We try and ventilate in the opposite direction to the complainant. We do build quite a lot of tree barriers or bush barriers on boundaries, simply to swirl the air and break up the odour. And the other issue is keeping litter as dry as possible and cleaning out very quickly to minimise odour. But I have dealt with plenty of tree changers who are on a mission to get that farm shut down so that they can have their nice amenity. And that's just outright unfair.
Dr. Sillins, thank you very much for your time. Always good to have you on the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint. We'll catch you next Friday. Have a good weekend.
Good to chat. See you later.